Chicnic Lagoon has a year-round population of about 70, which probably doubles in the summertime. Aside from a few privately owned wind turbines, most of the village's electrical needs are met by three diesel generators. But Michelle Anderson at the village council says that by harnessing the energy of a stream that runs through town, they hope to change that.
Currently, we use about 45,000 gallons per year of diesel, and this hydro project will meet about 89% of the demand and offset about 43,000 gallons of diesel per year.
Chicnic Lagoon pays between $4.50 and $5 a gallon for that diesel, which translates to pre-subsidized power costs of up to 75 cents per kilowatt hour. That means that, aside from just easing off fossil fuel, this project could provide a substantial cost savings if it does end up providing most of, if not more than, the village's electrical needs, which Anderson says they predict it will.
In the summer, our peak high is about 116 kilowatts. And so this installed capacity for the hydro will be 177. So we'll actually have some additional energy to be able to use for electrical heating, perhaps, and different things like that.
The site for this hydro project is Packers Creek, which rushes down from between several mountains behind town, ending as a shallow, gravelly stream that empties into the lagoon. A mile or so upstream, past a 40-foot falls, a run-of-the-river system will be installed, which, as Lakin Peninsula Borough Manager Nathan Hill says, is a simple, low-impact concept.
It's called a run-of-the-river project. It's got a very small footprint. You're just taking water out, running a turbine, and then you're putting the water right back into the creek. The water volume of the creek won't change at all. 100% of what's taken out gets put back in. It's fairly straightforward.
Packers Creek was surveyed for hydropower by the Army Corps of Engineers in the early 80s, but some recently discovered survey sketches from a now long-gone cannery suggest this isn't the first time it's been used here.
There were some designs pulled out, and we were just taking a look at those as early as 1916. There was design work and actual studies done for alternative energy at this very site. It's got quite a history here.
Some old pilings seem to indicate the 1916 project was built, though no one's really sure of that these days. The new Packers Creek project will be built and is now out to bid, with several firms indicating their interest in taking on the construction. It'll need a dirt road from town to the upstream intake site and the piping down to a small power station, all of which could be built in one season. But a custom turbine will take a year to a year and a half to build, so at the earliest, the village won't shift to hydropower until late next year. Hill says Packers Creek is on a growing list of alternative energy projects the Lake and Penn Borough is supporting in its communities.
We try to promote projects in the villages that are going to be sustainable. We're dealing with wind, hydro, and biomass. We've got a couple of wood-fired boilers, one in Kakanak, one in Igiagik. We're doing wind studies in Igigik and Leavelock. There are three villages around the Iliamna Lake area that are being run off the Tizimna Hydro Project, and I think right now they're well over 90% renewable. So yeah, we're looking forward to helping communities decrease the dependency on fossil fuels, for sure.
Over the years, Lake and Penn has learned there's no one-size-fits-all solution for renewable energy in its villages, but working on the issue is among the borough's top three priorities. Hill says it has to be. The high cost of living, largely attributed to electricity and heating oil, is often cited as a reason for dwindling populations in borough villages. Several schools, including Chicnic Lagoon, are hovering right near 10 students, the minimum number required by the state to stay open. It's thought that cheaper energy could help turn that trend around. Michelle Anderson says the Packers Creek project has met with wide support from Chicnic Lagoon residents.
They're ready for a lower power rate. It gets pretty high here. And to see any kind of alternative energy aside from the diesel being, having to use the diesel, I think people are excited about. So to be able to live off the land a little bit more is beneficial.
The cost for this project through construction is estimated at about $2.5 million. The borough kicked in $400,000 to get the permitting and design done, and most of the construction funding will come through grants from the Alaska Energy Authority. The village itself will support in kind, meaning with the use of their equipment and facilities. When it's done, and if it works as planned, current estimates suggest a power cost of between 20 and 22 cents per kilowatt hour, which will mostly just go to the village to operate and maintain the system. Now more than 30 years since the first modern survey, Residents in Chignik Lagoon hope to break ground this summer and flip the switch to hydropower sometime in the fall of 2014. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.